Everyone, welcome back to Tabuwe Mimi. I am back to my home in Canggu. I would like to talk to all of you about actually a very interesting time of my life, which was 10 years ago, approximately 10, 11 years ago. It started in 2011, so that's actually 13 years ago, where I was part of a cult. You might be asking, what do you mean a cult? Yeah. Great question. Where do I even start?
Hi, and welcome to Taboo with Mimi, the podcast that talks about anything and everything, really, that is taboo in this world. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. No. But seriously, I go around the world because I'm a digital nomad, and I interview people from different cultures and ask them about their taboos. Why? Because it's time to talk about them. Some things will hopefully make you think. Others will maybe gross you out, but most things will be something you can relate to. So there you have it.
Welcome to Taboo with Mimi.
Recently, I listened to an episode, a podcast episode, by one of the people that were actually very much a member of this cult, which is not the kind of cult that you would imagine. I'm going to tell you in a second what it is and what was like and what was my experience, because by listening to her story, I understood that, wow, it was real. What I was going through, the bad things that happened, what I thought was weird and not good, were actually validated by this one person who decided to openly talk about her experience. After that, I was like, it's time for me to tell about my experience in a cult. So everything starts in 2011. I was 18 years old, and it was my last year in high school. I was back home in Turin, and I was probably, it was one of the most exciting time of my life. Last year of high school, planning what to do after, where to go to college, what to do with your life. Super exciting. And a friend of mine comes to me, and she tells me that her neighbor has done this memory course. And I've heard about this memory course before, many times, actually. It wasn't new to me. I remember looking into it because I've always been attracted by the potential of your mind. I've always been intrigued by how you can perform better and what you can do with your mind to exponentially grow. And when she talked about it, it just made sense. So I make an appointment with, basically they were like giving like something they would call the demo, like a demonstration of what the course would look like. And this was every day in the afternoon. So after school, they say, bring your mom, because obviously I was only 18. I would have never been able to afford something like this. And I knew it was going to cost a good amount of money. Tell my mom about it. And we go. The demonstration, there's a group of people there. It wasn't just me. The demonstration was really impressive. I remember it lasted around 2 hours. And during this demonstration, they show what you can do and learn in the course, this memory course, which is great memory strategies. And they show you how amazing these strategies are because they can remember crazy things like long ass numbers, like never seen before, like 20 digit numbers or even 30 digit numbers. They can close their eyes, memorize them and repeat them. They can memorize pages completely of books, of magazines, or anything like that. And to me, that looked like what I could do to level up my life. I was, as I said, that was the last year of high school. I was supposed to study a lot. And at the end of the 5 year of high school in Italy, there's an exam called the maturità. And for that exam, I was supposed to study a lot. And after that, it wasn't that I was not going to study anymore. I was actually going to study even more at some university. The perspective of being able to study faster, they were also selling you a technique to read faster and memorize things way faster to the point where you look like a genius. I thought that was my entryway to become a better human and have an easier life. The memory course, which was spanning over a weekend, was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, basically was costing around 1,000 euros. And I remember looking at my mom and telling her, I want to do this. And she was there with me. And again, this demo is extremely convincing. So I decided to do it. And the weekend was a few weeks later. So again, this was October 2011. And the second I get there on Friday evening, I already can feel that there is something really exciting. Everybody is smiling. Everybody is really extrovert. Everybody comes and talks to you. These are the people that I would later find out that are people called collaborators, those that collaborate with this business, basically, of memory courses. The weekend was really interesting. It was a combination of memory strategies and motivational visualizations, meditations, quotes, stories, very well planned. Everything was very well planned. It was in a hotel. There were 60 of us, so I wasn't the only one. After these 3 days where we laughed, where we cried, the very last exercise is basically to do a visualization of you where they really motivate you and they ask you to write what you would do in the future. It was a really powerful motivation for me to do more in life. And at the end of this 3-day journey where you feel very motivated, where you feel very positive about life, you get asked if you want to become like those guys, like those kids in the back who are always smiling, who are very extrovert, who seem so motivated, who are really good at what they do. And that to me seemed like exactly what I wanted. Those were the kind of people and community that I wanted around me. People that don't take things for granted. People that don't make excuses. People that want to be focused on getting better results and being better people. All of those things spoke to the 18-year-old me with big dreams. And I immediately said yes. I remember one of the things that was really intriguing for me was the fact that these people were able to stand up and speak in front of a crowd. I've always wanted to do that, but it was extremely frightening to me. Speaking in front of people was scary. And I couldn't do it during the 3-day course. But as soon as I became part of the collaborators, that's what they called them, you were asked to stand up and share about your life and your feelings probably once a week. So we will meet every Tuesday in this office, what they would call the office, every Tuesday. And we would do something they would call briefings. And briefings were people standing up and telling something about their lives. And that was really powerful for me because as I started doing it, mind you, I was really scared to do it before. And little by little became easier. And the funny thing was that the memory strategies weren't really that good or that new. They're the same strategies that you can find in books. But everything that was around it, the way the course was was built around this motivation and these people really made it look like it was something out of this world. There was a small niche and community of people who wanted more. And that was really appealing. So I enter and I become part of this group of motivated people. That's how I'm going to call them. And I soon realize that there is actually a structure in this group of people, which I've later realized that it was a cult. The crowd was very young. A lot of the people were 18, 19, 20, 21, people in university. A lot of these people were in university, and now I understand why, because it's easier to manipulate people that are that young and are still forming and still learning. I quickly understood that things were very in a hierarchical pyramid-built kind of way. At the top of this pyramid, at the top of the center of Turin, the business, basically, was what we called the instructor. The instructor was the head of that center. And then there were all different hierarchies of people, which was determined by how many people you were able to bring inside the community. And by bringing inside the community, I mean bring people to the course, have them spend the 1,000 euros. How we're able to do that? By telling people about the course, by talking to them about what you were doing, by telling them about how amazing and great this group of people and the courses were, because there were more than one course. This memory course was just the entryway to all the other courses, which were a lot. So I started doing that because the prize for bringing these people is huge. Basically, what you're supposed to do is to bring 7 people. You need to have 7 people be a part of this course, buy the course. And when you do that, at the 7th person, they will take you to something called the free course, which no one talked about, but amazing things would happen to you. This was the course that people would describe that would change your life forever. This course was able to bring you to the next level, like enlightened people, like never before. But it was a secret course. No one would talk about what would happen at this crazy course that you go and do for 3 days, but that was changing drastically your life. So we were motivated by the fact that you needed to do this course, and that the purpose of the instructor was to convince you that this course was the best thing for you ever to happen. And so we were psychologically induced to bring all these people and have them become part of this community. My mom does the course. My brother does the course. I bring a lot of my closest friends. And then I bring a lot of other people because I just was desperate, quote unquote, to do this amazing life-changing course. So I had to bring 7 people. So I start go over everybody, all the friends that I knew, all my high school friends, all my middle school friends, all the friends outside of it. And because the cost was pretty high. So you had to convince 7 people to spend 1,000 euros for me to be able to do this life-changing course. Anyways, I do it in a matter of 6 to 8 months with every possible push by them, because again, we were doing these briefings and the meetings every single week. And every single week, they would push you to bring more people because you had to do this life-changing course. After this life-changing course, you level up, give you a pin, and you become an official member of the community. Then whenever you bring 25 people, you become another even higher member of the community. And then if you want to become an instructor, you would do something called a training for the instructor. So it was like always, you were always pushed to bring more people because that environment was changing people's lives that were you convincing you about. And so like if you wanted also their lives to change like yours, you had to bring these people into the community. However, a few interesting things happened throughout this, I would say, year and a half that I was involved with them. I luckily bring my mother and my brother into it, but then they don't collaborate as much. My brother was in Milan anyways, and he started, but then he gave up. And my mother, she was never going to collaborate with the community because it's just not for her. But I started, first of all, to hang out only with them. I thought that if I wanted to become the type of person, I had to surround myself with the right type of people. That's also what they were telling me. And I slowly start to detach myself from my friends. I start not to hang out with them anymore. My friends back then were my high school friends, and a lot of them were like, what is going on? I would not hang out with them anymore. I would not tell them as much anymore. I would definitely show myself as superior to them, to the point that even one time, I remember it quickly, I almost didn't even say hello to them. And these were people that I'd known for 5 years that I would spend every day of my life with, and we were good, really good friends. I don't know how they put up with it. Honestly, they were like, something is going on with Mimi, but they didn't question too much. I definitely detached myself from most of them because they were not understanding what I was going through and they were not the motivated people that I wanted around myself. Also, once a month, these courses, the memory courses, like the one I did, were happening and you were asked to stay there for a whole weekend for free, obviously, and work for them for free. And so once a month, I was completely busy with that. But also it was like, I'm not going to go out and get drunk. I'm not going to go out and have fun because I don't need those people in my life. And that was painful because I think I lost one of my best friends in this process. I was really mad at her because also they convince you that your parents are everything. And you should be really grateful. And that whatever they did to you, they did it for love because they love you so much. And therefore, I had an amazing relationship with my parents. But at the same time, I was seeing those friends who had this horrible relationship with their parents as wrong. What the fuck are you doing? Your parents love you so much. Why are you resenting them? Why are you mad at them? Why are you treating your parents like that? You're an ungrateful bitch. And especially to one of my best friends, who was going through a lot with her family, I just didn't understand that. And I quickly detached myself from her and a lot of my friends. And I found myself very isolated, but I didn't feel lonely because, again, I had this community of people. However, I remember one time, the first time that I started thinking something was wrong was A, that sometimes we were treated really badly from the instructor. It was for our own good. But sometimes he would yell at us in some ways, like not yell, but somehow for our love, tough love. But also because one time the instructor asked the crowd of us collaborators on a Tuesday evening, like our weekly meetings, like he was joking, but not. He was asking like things like, oh, would anyone do this for me? Would anyone do that for me? Would anyone spend a weekend with me if I was sick or something? Raise your hand. Or would anyone do this for me? Or anyone would do that for me? And then the last question really freaked me out. The last question was, would anyone be willing to die for me? And some people raised their hands. And whether it was a joke, wasn't. And that was one of the few first things that really freaked me out. And really made me think that something was wrong. And more than that, whenever you wouldn't go to the weekly meetings, whenever you wouldn't go to the course weekends, the memory course weekends, they would guilt trip you into the fact that you're an ungrateful bitch for not going and that you should be grateful that they are giving you all of the things that they were giving you, all the tools they were giving you, and therefore you should also give back to those people and be there for free for an entire weekend and pay for your meals. And that was really psychologically mind-fucked. But also, they will want you to bring people to the memory course, but then you were becoming kind of the customer for the other courses. And if you weren't going to the other courses, you were an ungrateful bitch. Because when you're in that community, you have to take all the courses. And all those courses were really fucking expensive. Some of them were thousands of dollars. So a lot of people would get into debt with parents, with banks, with whatever, in order to pay for those courses because you had to take those courses. Otherwise, what the fuck are you doing? Anyways, after 8 months, I finally bring 7 people and I am granted the possibility, the privilege, as they would say, to go and do this life-changing course. Problem was that the life-changing course was the same weekend of my final high school exam. To be able to be prepared for this final exam take months, but also it's a very intense exam. It's 3 days of written exams and 1 day of oral exams, and it's probably one of the most important exams of your life at this point. I was 18, 19 at this point, actually. And they come up with the fact that the course is in that weekend. So basically, I had 3 days of written exams and then 3 days of break days where you could study for the oral exam and then the oral exam will start. And during those 3 days, exactly between the written exams and the oral exams, that was this life-changing course. And they only do it like once a year. So I had to do it during my final exams, which was a bitch. My instructor came to pick me up literally the second I finished my written exam. When everybody else went in the morning, I got there late because I was taking my final exam. And we drive for 3 hours. Every person from all the different centers, I was from Turin, so I was in the center in Turin, but there were centers, same memory core centers from all over. We all gather in one place to do this life-changing course, which I thought it was going to be a motivational, fun, and happy course, but it really wasn't. They guilt trip you into not being able to talk about it. And for a very long time, I had this anxiety that I couldn't talk about what would happen in this course. I couldn't talk about it, but now I am. And basically, the second you get there, they tell you that during this course, you are not able to talk to anyone. First rule. You're not able to look anyone in the eyes. No one will look at you. You're not allowed to take any medicine, not even if you're in pain. And I was in a lot of pain because I had just gotten my period that day. And you're just supposed to follow instructions. So the first night, things changed very much. All the courses that I'd done before were motivational, were happy, were really intense, but really joyful. This one definitely wasn't. They ask you who wants to go next. And someone stands up. There were like 30 people. You go in the middle and you're asked to take out all your deepest, darkest shit about your parents. And the second you do it, the leaders, the instructors, which are even above my instructor, which had no psychological or appropriate degree to do this, let's be real. They did not study psychology, they did not study medicine, they did not study anything like that. They were just like life coaches. They would start telling you that you were an ungrateful bitch and all the possible insults, like really a psychological attack at whatever you were saying, almost yelling at you. And I became terrified, you guys, of getting up and telling my deepest, darkest shit about my parents and then getting yelled at. The first night, I'm in extreme pain, but I'm not allowed to take medicine. We go to sleep, I don't know when, because we didn't have our phones. And we wake up, I don't know when, because we didn't have our phones. We would probably, I think they probably have had us sleep around 6 hours, but I had no idea. The way they were waking us up was with a phone call, because I was sharing the room with someone. And they would like call the room basically in the morning to wake us up. That was our alarm. And I remember we would go to sleep that was very late at night, and we would wake up with the sun that was up. And they told us after they would always get at least 6 hours of sleep, but I'm not sure, because when you're sleep deprived, you are more subject to manipulation, of course. I remember being extremely fucking tired. I don't know how much we were sleeping, but not much. And we were up, sitting, psychologically tortured for 3 days. You couldn't look anyone in the eyes. And at those moments when you're psychologically tortured, all you want is some reassurance, some comfort, and no one would look at you. No one. Everybody was like head down, looking down, no comfort at all. You cannot speak. And throughout these 3 days, we all go and we all take out our shit. I remember the second I got up, I was so scared that I start crying, so they couldn't grill me as much. We were getting grilled, really roasted in every possible way by these instructors. What they would do was also like guilt trip us into not leave the room ever. We had lunch and dinner, which was absolutely mortifying, because you were like just staring at your meal and eating. You couldn't look at anyone in the eyes. And those were the only breaks we would get. But I remember I was on my period. So at one moment, I had to go to the bathroom and change my tampon. But we were paired with a random person in the room because they wanted to guilt trip you into not leaving the room, which means if you leave the room, the other person who's paired with you, we also have to follow you and leave the room. And it's not only you that will be missing something that could be crucial for your development, but also the other person will lose something really important. So you better not fucking leave the room. But I had to, because I had to change my tampon. And I remember feeling extremely guilty for having also the other person leave the room and possibly miss something important. We also did another exercise, which was brutal. We were all in a circle and we were supposed to convince another person to do the most important exercise of those 3 days. And the way they treated us during the exercise was really horrible. And then at the end of the 3 days, they say that what they've done is for you. You do something called the rebirth. You do a super intense breathwork session without knowing what was going on. And the rebirth is basically, they put like some sheets on the ground and you're supposed to go through with your hands behind you. You're supposed to crawl in some ways under these sheets and rebirth in a different, as a new person. All of this was supposed to help you, but it created an amount of trauma that I have not realized that it did for a very long time. Lucky for me, I decided to go to Israel and do my bachelor's there. So physically removing myself from that cult. And that helped because I was just not there anymore. I wasn't a part of it. And then I heard crazy stories of people that were still in it, that were working, but were not getting paid. And therefore, I was like, okay, I'm out. And when I decided to be out, they chased me for a very long time. And my strategy and the strategy was those people who, because I and a lot of people together, we decided to get out of it. We stopped answering all of their messages and calls, and they chased us for a while, but luckily eventually they stopped doing that. And I still have nightmares about the instructor. I still have nightmares about meeting those people, seeing those people again. The trauma is so big because they're psychologically really equipped to fuck you up. And my story of being part of a cult and getting away from all my friends and really detaching myself from the rest of the world to become this motivated, better version of myself, I think it really is interesting because as it happened to me, it happened to so many people. And you gotta be careful. I was a naive 18-year-old who wanted to become a better version of herself and got trapped into this thing for a year and a half. And really psychologically traumatized me. I also took some good things, but overall, I look at those years and at that time as a really dark moment. And for a very long time, I didn't even know what happened. I couldn't explain it. I couldn't see it until you see people around you. They're like, that was not okay. I really isolated myself for a year and a half. I wonder what my last year of high school would have been like had I not been part of the cult, but I was, so I have no idea. But yeah, being part of a cult is really taboo. Cults are really interesting and they exist everywhere. And you don't even realize you fall into one. So to anyone out there, be careful. I was in this washing machine. I was in this bubble, happy bubble, where everybody around me was happy and motivated. Grateful, but I wasn't seeing the bigger picture, which was the long-term effects, which were detrimental to my mental health. That place was also very sexual. Sexual jokes all the time. Everybody wanted to fuck the instructor. Luckily, he had a girlfriend, but there were stories that he would also fuck around. He would make sexual comments all the time. A lot of people were becoming couples. Of course, you weren't meeting anyone else. And you wanted people that were motivated and that were in the same field. So a lot of people got married. A lot of people got into relationships. I myself almost did. It was a very a lot of the things were very sexual and around sex. And that was dangerous. It was danger for an 18-year-old. I was totally sexually attracted to the instructor because he was making comments. And I was happy when he was making comments, when he would allow me to sit on his lap. And whenever he would say something good about me, we were like all really much looking for validation from him because he was on top of the pyramid. Very charismatic people. Be careful of very charismatic people, because instructors and a lot of those people there were very charismatic people. And we tend to follow very charismatic people. And those are also usually, not all the time, of course, but very often the most dangerous people. So yeah, this is my story of how I was part of a cult when I was 18-year-old. To anyone out there who's been through it, reach out. Let me know what you think. If you want to share your story, I'm here to listen, and watch out. Thank you all. I'll see you next week.